Terrible trouble on the double. The Michigan Geese do not play. They have returned on Friday. I'm pretty sure, though, that they did not know it would start to snow. I can't tell yet if they are upset. But Punxsutawney Phil needs to chill. More winter is not what we need. Indeed. Indeed. Because of all these cold spells, I had an incident with the squirrels. A big one came up to me so close that it completely froze. It's one of my biggest fears that a bouncy one will grab me by the ears and bite my nose. So I quite literally froze. When such an event takes place, you probably can't ever clean your face. You just don't know where a squirrel has been, or if they actually ever licked themselves clean. I fear because I hold cleanliness dear. But all of a sudden, she whipped out an acorn and held it up like it was her newborn. And you know, we stood there for a little while, until I put on a fake smile. And then she hopped away. I'm grateful she did not hurt me to this day. But I completely understood that she was asking me for food. I had a peanut or two, but I knew that wouldn't do. So I went to the store to see if I can get some more. I wanted to get some acorns for her as well, like a proper squirrel whisperer. But get scared that the cashier would say,
"Oh, we have them in the back there."
But instead of leading me to the goods, she'd just show me the backwoods. See, people get clever with me like that, but then leave the whole weather up to a fat rat. It's pretty clear that the groundhog only holds sleeping deer. Meanwhile, the rest of us are so cold. No gerbil should ever put spring on hold. Let's just put our heads together and stop putting gerbils in charge of weather. What are these geese going to do? They thought that the winter was through, but it got cold. I knew.